Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Let me tell y'all, as you know, I'm always excited to join each and every one of you all at 7 a.m. Eastern Time to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for starting me on my way. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way and pouring rain down on us. Come on now, rain down on us in the places that we have declared or see that there is desert, meaning there is dryness in our life, that there is no water on those spots in our life, meaning the dark places in our life. But God has sent the rain. I'm here to tell y'all this morning that God has sent and is sending rain on places in your life that you thought were no more, that you thought nothing could grow from this. But I'm gonna tell you, the Lord will grow things in the desert places of your life. Come on, the Lord will grow things in the desert places or the dry spaces in your life. So I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited for this week. I'm excited for just to be lit in the land of the living. I'm excited about becoming closer in relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come on. If you're excited about that, just give me some hand claps in the chat. If you have access to the chat, give me some hand claps in the chat. If you're excited about life, if you're excited about what God is doing in this season, even if you like, I don't know about that. Even if the doubt is there, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. That is a prayer that we really declare on these calls each and every time we talk. And I've talked about it many of times, but God, I believe, but help my unbelief. God, I believe, but help my unbelief. It's such a powerful prayer. It's such a powerful prayer because it's like, I know, God, you're going to come through for me. I know you did it before, but in the back of my mind, it's like, you're going to do it this time too? Let's just be real, right? Let's just be real. And so let's really get into what we're going to talk about this morning. So as I was looking through some notes and trying to reflect on what God is really wanting me to share in this season, I looked at my notes and it says, speak on positioning, speak on positioning. And so, of course, we're going to give you the definition of what the word position means. The word position means. So P-O-S-I-T-I-O-N, position. Position means an act of placing or arranging, such as a place where someone or something is located or has been put. Okay, so position, an act of placing or arranging, a place where someone or something is located or has been put. Position means a particular way in which someone or something is placed or arranged. And another definition for position is put or arrange someone or something in a particular place or way. So now that we know what the definition of position is, let's get into what I really want to talk about. So this is conversation that my husband and I have all the time. And it leaves us at the end of the conversation, it leaves us in awe of God, literally in awe of God. And so one thing we always talk about is the earth's position to the sun. Like when we, it's just a random conversation that just comes up, right? And again, it's the earth's position to the sun. And he was all, he always say, you know what, if we was a little bit closer to the sun, we probably melt. And if we was a little bit further from the sun, we most likely freeze. And so I did a little research. You know, I knew it was to be true, right? But I did some research because I wanted to find the science behind that. All right, because God is so intentional. How many of you know that God is so intentional? And God is so intentional about the placement or the positions he has us in life. But let's go back. Let's go back to what I'm talking about. So the habitable zone, when I was researching, there's this thing called the habitable zone. And so it is the region around a star or the sun. It's the region around the sun where the temperature is just right for liquid water to exist on the surface of a planet. Liquid water is considered essential for life as we know it, making this zone a primary target in the search for potentially life-supporting exoplanets, right? And so let's get into the too close, too far question, right? The too far, if we get too close, are we going to melt? If we get too far, are we going to freeze? And so again, talking about remember what I said about the habitable zone, okay? So if we're too close, if Earth were significantly closer to the sun, the increased solar radiation would lead to much higher temperatures. This could cause oceans to boil away, a runaway greenhouse effect where like more water vapor in the atmosphere traps even more heat, further increasing temperatures, and then the planet becoming too hot for liquid water to exist on the surface. That's if we were too close to the sun. Now, if we were too far from the sun, if Earth were significantly farther from the sun, the decreased solar radiation would lead to much lower temperatures. This could cause water to freeze over for the entire planet, a snowball Earth scenario where the ice reflects more sunlight, leading to further cooling. Then surface temperatures becoming too cold to support liquid water. Okay. All right, so that's some science. And then I wanted to share this last point. Earth's average, and just in conclusion, Earth's average orbital distance is 1 AU, which I think stands for, I can't remember exactly what it stands for right now, but just go with me, 1 AU, places it squarely within this crucial region, meaning the habitable zone, right? It's far enough from the sun that water doesn't boil away and close enough that it doesn't freeze solid across the entire planet. And so as I was researching, I was like, oh, God is so good. He is so good. Before he was even forming us in our mother's womb, before he was even knitting us together, he positioned the earth exactly where it needed to be, for us to thrive on it. Had it been a little bit too close, it would melt. Had it been a little bit too far, it would freeze. But God positioned it just where it needed to be. And so my question to you is, do you believe that God has positioned you exactly where you need to be in this season of your life? Do you believe that God thought about you long time ago and said, I need for him to be right here at this appointed time? I am positioning you for great things. And so I just want to leave that with you and have you declaring over your life that I am positioned by God. I am positioned by God. If you believe it, definitely meet me in the chat and say, I am positioned by God. And if you can't meet me in the chat, just declare and decree it out loud. I am positioned by God. And for those of us, obviously, we're in our career journeys, but if you're on your job search journey, or if you're on the journey of like, I want another position, I want you to declare, God will position me in a position designed for me. God will position me in a position or a role or another title, a job title, whatever they call it. They call it at the particular employers that you may be going to work at. But God will position me in a position designed for me. I don't know about y'all, but I believe that. Yes, yes, yes. I see it in the chat. I am positioned by God. God will position me in a position for or a role designed for me. Amen. Amen. I believe that wholeheartedly for you. It will come to pass. If God could look, if we're living on the earth right now, God thought so strategic. I just think, I'm like, God, you so strategic. God, you so intentional. It's not by divine, it's not by chance, or it's not by consequence that the earth is positioned where it is, right? It's not. God thought. He put some thought in this. He put some effort in this. And so if he could do that for the earth that we live on today, God is literally putting in a lot of efforts and thinking through this thing for us. He is thinking about how he can position us and how, when we look, go out to networking events, we can meet the right person. He is thinking on our behalf. He is being intentional with us because he cares for us. He cares for us and he has a plan for us. And so I just believe that and receive that for each and every one of us. He has a plan for us. We are positioned by God, and God will position us in a role designed specifically for us. Ooh, yes. Thank you, Lord, for your positioning. Thank you, Lord. And so, of course, I got to, you know, tie it to a scripture. I shared this scripture while I was talking, but I want to show you where it's at in the word. So Psalms 139, 13 through 16 states, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." And so this speaks to our creation. It implies a deep knowledge and plan for each individual or each of us from the very beginning, suggesting that his hand in our existence, and by extension, our place in the world. Our place in the world. So, God was thinking about us long time ago. He was thinking about us a long time ago. And so I want to also share this with you too. I was listening to a sermon, I want to say Rock City, where Pastor Darius McClure was speaking, and he said something so powerful. He said, "I don't need to be distracted by what's defeated." I don't need to be distracted by what's defeated. So the enemy will throw things in our face all the time, right? It could be things in regards to our health. It could be things in regards to our finances. It could be things in regards to our relationships. It could be things in regards to our children, our family, all of those things, right? It could be things concerning our career. But I want to let you know that the enemy has already been defeated, point blank, period. The enemy is already defeated. So don't be distracted by what's defeated, and declare that you are overwhelmingly victorious. Overwhelmingly, not just a little bit victorious, not just I'm victorious sometimes. You are overwhelmingly victorious because, for one, you are a child of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the king. You are the king's kid. You are the king's kid. Hello. You are the daughter of the king. You are the son of the king. Come on. You are God's child, period. And so I want you to declare that over yourself. But of course, I'm going to remind you again, definitely declare that you are positioned by God. And there is a role out there with your name on it. You and God will position you in a position or a role designed specifically for you in Jesus' name. Yes, we seal that in Jesus' name. All right. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we don't take it for granted that we are here with you this morning, God. We just thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for breathing a breath of fresh air down our lungs, God. So, and having the activity of our limbs, we thank you for the ability to hear. We thank you for the ability to see. We thank you for the ability to speak, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you regulate our minds and to believe that you will come through for us in any given circumstances, God. God, where there is doubt, we ask that you help it. Help our unbelief, God, in the name of Jesus. Increase our faith, God, in the name of Jesus. And have us not to focus on what the world is saying about us or what the world may do to us, but to focus on your promises, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but you have come to give us life and life more abundantly. So, God, we stand firmly on that promise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We stand firmly and boldly on that promise. And God, we will have the full armor of you on. We will have the full armor of you on every situation that we face, God. So God, we thank you for meeting us where we're at. We thank you for positioning us. Ooh. We thank you for positioning us exactly where we need to be in this season of our life, whether we think we're a late bloomer, whether we think we're late in life doing such and such, or whether we think, oh, this is too soon for us. Let us be reminded that you have positioned us exactly where you want us to be in this season. Not our neighbors, not our coworkers, not our colleagues, not our peers, but where you have positioned us, Lord. So we ask that we continuously give us the strength to continuously embrace our stories that you have designed for us, embrace what it is, and receive what it is. Help us, yes, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Help us prepare us to receive what it is that you have for us. Prepare us to receive what it is that you have for us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to have a productive work week. We thank you for allowing us to, giving us a hedge of protection over our bodies, dispatching your angels around every vehicle that we may be in this week, God. And we just thank you for your divine overall protection, Lord, over us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.